Marlowe, Investigation Season, Lawfare Judge Boasberg's Russiagate Connection Revealed. By Alexander Marlowe on August 16, 2025. United States District Court for the District of Columbia Chief Judge James Boasberg is well known to this audience for ordering illegal aliens to remain in the United States despite the Trump administration's clearly lawful effort to deport them under the Aliens Enemies Act. Yet, he also has an important connection to the Russiagate hoax that reveals the scope of the lawfare superstructure that is trying to dismantle MAGA, which I document in my book Breaking the Law. Just like the rest of the Russiagate conspirators, Boasberg ought to be investigated for it. In March of 2025, after the ACLU and the Soros-linked legal advocacy group Democracy Forward filed suits on behalf of five Venezuelans destined for deportation, Boasberg ordered any plane containing these folks that is going to take off or is in the air needs to be returned to the United States. Boasberg accused Trump of possible defiance of the court order, inflaming national debate. Trump did nothing of the sort. The illegal aliens were long out of the country by the time Boasberg gave the order, and Boasberg has no jurisdiction in El Salvador. Boasberg was waging an attack on the democratically elected president of the United States to try to preserve non-existent rights for illegal alien gang members, treating Donald Trump as the real criminal. This should not be a surprise considering that Boasberg, who was appointed by Obama in 2010, is known for left-wing rulings and bias against President Trump. This includes his connection to the Russia collusion hoax. While presiding over the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, court, Judge Boasberg ruled that former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith, one of the top conspirators in the Russiagate hoax, shouldn't get prison time. Kleinsmith admitted he tampered with evidence to say that Trump campaign advisor Carter Page was not a source for the Central Intelligence Agency when Page very much had been. Kleinsmith's forgery extended the FBI's unlawful and unethical surveillance of the Trump campaign. Boasberg's decision to let Kleinsmith skate his lawfare and Trump derangement syndrome at the same time. An investigation into this seemingly impossible ruling could reveal important details about how the conspiracy to push the bogus Russia collusion hoax on the public bled into our legal apparatus. The Kleinsmith ruling is part of Boasberg's pattern of judicial activism. For example, he had ruled for the release of migrants from detention facilities in Trump's first term. He approved the use of warrantless surveillance against American citizens despite evidence of improper data collection. And he ordered the Trump administration to empty the Dakota Access Pipeline pending an environmental review, among other rulings that favor Democrat causes. His politicking has persisted into the second Trump administration. Recently, the Federalist obtained a memo revealing Boasberg's predisposition against Trump. Boasberg advanced, without evidence, that Trump could create a constitutional crisis. Ironically, it's President Boasberg who is the real threat in this regard. Boasberg took on four Trump cases in the early weeks of the second Trump administration, blocking and stalling the president's first wave of executive actions. One such case was a high-profile lawsuit alleging that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Michael Waltz, and others violated the Federal Records Act by using the encrypted messaging app Signal to discuss military strikes against Houthi terrorists. Judge Boasberg, who is blatantly predisposed to ruling against the President of the United States, has had an outsized amount of Trump cases assigned to him. This reveals that there is not equal justice under the law in America at this time. The Russiagate and lawfare investigations have begun, and Boasberg is clearly a party to both injustices against President Trump. It is time to hold him to account. This article was adapted from portions of Breaking the Law. Breaking the Law: Exposing the Weaponization of America's Legal System Against Donald Trump, which has been hailed by President Trump as a must-read book, is available in hardcover, e-reader format, and as an audiobook read by the author himself. Alex Marlowe is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, a three-time New York Times best-selling author, and the host of the Alex Marlowe Show podcast produced weekdays by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Alex Marlowe.